Hello and welcome to the Florida State of Recruiting podcast. We are the Three Stars presented by Tomahawk Nation. I'm Tim Allenball and I am joined by Tomahawk Nation recruiting experts Josh Pick and Dr. David Stout. And this is an instant sound the alarm, instant reaction podcast to Florida State's latest and greatest new recruit. Four-star linebacker Blake Nicholson has committed to Florida State. We wanted to jump on for about 10 minutes, just give you our thoughts and the impact. But David, this is a huge one for Florida State. It's at a position of need. It's one that they've been trying to reel in for a while, and it's a huge boost to the class.
Yeah, very, very exciting evening. So anytime I feel like with this Florida State fan base, if you say a four-star linebacker has committed, you immediately get everybody's attention. And immediately also everybody's like, oh, is it a true commit or are we shaky because we can't have nice things at linebacker? But this is a very nice thing and great development. So Blake Nicholson, again, he's about 6'2", 6'3", right around 205, 210 pounds right now. He is a two-way player out in California. He plays linebacker in his high school. When you look at his film, you see a lot of instances where they use him as a pass rusher. He doesn't put his hand in the dirt or anything. He's a stand-up pass rusher. And then on offense, he is actually a total load at running back. He's a really talented running back. And what sets Blake apart is his athleticism. He's a really good athlete. He runs just a shade under, I think, 4.65 in the 40-yard dash. Again, when you look at his highlights on offense, you can see he's got pretty good closing speed. I mean, he can really pull away from defenders when he hits that second level. And he's a beast. I mean, he's already, like I said, he's already over 200 pounds. And it's not bad weight by any means. His frame holds it really well. And so he's not afraid to be physical and bring that linebacker mentality to the running back position. But this is a really exciting commitment. You know, big props to Randy Shannon on this. You know, we're hard on him sometimes as a recruiter, but this is one that Randy really played a big part in. And then the other name that we really need to mention here is Derek Ray, which is Florida. What is his formal title? He's the director of something. He's the
general manager. Yeah.
General manager. Yeah. So he's the general manager and he's from the West Coast, knows the area where Blake is right now. And he struck up a really good relationship with Blake and his family. So those two guys in particular have really done well. Of course, you know, Adam Fuller and Mike Norvell definitely helped as well. But Blake is a guy that I think, you know, he's not by any means an instant starter or anything like that. I you know, unless there's injuries or something, which I hope there's not. But to me, he projects as a guy who can probably contribute on special teams pretty early. And then he's also a guy I think that, you know, with his athleticism, as long as he can learn the schemes quickly, and, you know, it's also going to depend on, does FSU try to use him as more kind of a situational linebacker? Or are they going to try to groom him to be out on the field for three downs? We'll see. But, you know, I think he projects as a multi-year starter for Florida State. You know, not all of his measurables are exactly what you want from a guy his size. So I don't know in terms of, you know, NFL projectability at this point, but of course we're getting way ahead of ourselves when we talk about that. What you're getting is a very talented, very athletic linebacker. He is a cerebral football player. He shows great instincts out on the field. He can make plays, good lateral quickness as well. Any way you cut it, this is a big get for Florida State.
Yeah, and as David said, just huge props to D-Reg and the staff. Getting him on campus, not just for the official visit, but also getting him for a multi-day unofficial visit later. I think that's what really wrapped it up for Florida State. And this is a kid, as David mentioned, he plays offense, he plays defense, he's quick, he's a load to bring down in the open field. And I think this is the new mold of linebacker for Florida State. And so it's a very exciting commitment for Florida State.
Yeah, so Blake Nicholson currently rated, I think, 134 in the – or 132 in the composite. David, you want to guess the last time Florida State got a commitment, secured a commitment from a linebacker with a better ranking than 132 nationally?
Would it be Matthew Thomas?
Oh, you went back even further than you needed to, but that's a really good guess, but you're – You're about 1 to 2 years too old. It is Dontavius Jackson.
Oh, wow. Jeez. Yeah. There's a name I haven't thought of in a while.
He was 92. You had Xavier Peters at 174 and a few others. But Blake is the highest, if I did my research correctly, the highest.
He's 132 on 247's ratings. They recently flipped their ratings, so their ratings are down.
Oh, they did. They did, didn't they? Oh, wow. Yeah. All right. He's
245 composite.
Oh, man. I'll have to take that back then. So I think actually we actually have some good ones with Deloach here ahead of him nationally here recently.
I like all right.
Yeah. I take it all back, but still it kind of speaks to what Florida State has struggled recruiting wise when it comes to linebackers. They haven't had highly ranked linebackers here recently. We really like Omar Graham, but I think the composite only had him at 600 last year. And if you go a few classes before that, you know, Deloach is probably your highest that has made an impact. Steven Dix really didn't make an impact. Jaleel McCray didn't really make an impact. So I think this is probably the best opportunity Florida State has had for an impactful linebacker since Deloach. And so that's great news, because Deloach is going to be out of here soon, and he's having a great career here at Florida State.
And the cool thing too about that, Tim, is something that Josh mentioned about this new age type of linebacker. A lot of times when you see linebacker prospects who have the type of athleticism and speed that Nicholson possesses, at least on Florida State's radar, they're kind of undersized. You know, you're looking at like 6 foot, 6 foot one type of guys, you know, maybe 185, 190. Well, Blake Nicholson's a legitimate 6 foot two, over 200 pounds, and he still has that type of frame that still allows him to be athletic and have that speed. So, you know, it's exciting to see FSU get a guy who's this athletic, which they've landed some athletic guys before, but with this kind of frame, it's even more exciting.
Yeah. And just kind of looking at an overall picture here, David, that's a great point. It's definitely, I can't remember the last time we saw like a 6'2" type linebacker with this type of speed that's coming to Florida State. And he has the ability to really cover a lot of ground here, but I think it just kind of also, I want to take in the whole class of Florida State for a minute. With this rating, if I've done the numbers right, Florida State will now be in the top 20. I think they're number 19. But this is with only, I think, 15 actual commitments for the 2023 class. I know we have Keziah Holmes kind of in there, but he doesn't really count as a high school type player. And so I think Norvell's doing a great job here with seeing positions of need and going out and they're targeting players and they're landing these players. And they got to, you know, obviously secure the commitment, but, you know, defensive line was a huge need. And we've got Sampson, offensive tackle is a huge need. You got Simmons, you know, and now linebacker being a huge need. You have Nicholson. I think Coach Norvell and the recruiting crew there have a plan in place, and they're able to execute it on much better than they have in the past. Josh, I don't think we can close out this podcast without kind of speaking to what might be on the horizon for Florida State coming up on Friday.
Yeah, Hakeem Williams committing on Friday, 5-star wide receiver prospect. I think he's David's favorite prospect in the entire class, and former teammate of Omar Graham in high school, so that helps Florida State, although Omar hasn't been wearing him out to commit to Florida State. I just think he was at Texas A&M last weekend, and the Aggies just looked terrible on offense, didn't throw anything to their wide receivers, whereas Florida State's is incorporating Pokey Wilson versus LSU they can put out there, and Johnny Wilson versus Louisville, and just kind of showcasing, look, you come here, you can come play immediately, and we can showcase you, we can throw the ball deep to you, and I don't know. I'm feeling pretty optimistic about Hakeem Williams to Florida State.
So he absolutely is my favorite prospect in this class. And before SB Nation switched the college sites to this new commenting system, back when you could see signatures and stuff, you know, over the past few years, I'll choose a kid that I really like that I think FSU has a shot with. And I'll put him in my signature. And Hakeem was my signature, Hakeem Williams. We're driving that train. And So I can't say that I'm overly confident, but I am confident that it's going to be one of two teams that he announces for. It's going to be Texas A&M or it's going to be Florida State. Pitt put up a good fight. There's no doubt about that. They did a good job with him, but they're going to finish third at best. So I'll reiterate again, and this is my opinion, but if it's about money and only money and NIL and all that kind of stuff, he's going to commit to Texas A&M. If it is about, to a lesser extent, money and NIL, but he also cares about early playing time, he cares about a family environment, he cares about the vibe around the football program, he's going to be a Florida State Seminole. And as of tonight, I'm going to say it, I'm finally getting my hopes up, Hakeem Williams is going to be a Knoll, and he is going to automatically become the gem of this class.
I think I can, back to last year when we were talking about kids in the 2022 class, you all both brought up Hakeem Williams in the 2023 class as being the stud receiver that Florida State needs to target. So we'll see how Florida State does that. We'll see how Florida State does on a Saturday against Boston College. As Josh tweeted out from the Tomahawk Nation account, be a great time for Florida State to go 3-0 in the week and match that 3-0 record they have on the field. So could be a huge, 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 huge week for Florida State. Josh, any closing comments?
No, just, you know, we've been talking about it for a while that, one, you know, the staff has done a nice job recruiting considering what they've had to work with. And now they're starting to win. Just watch out. Florida State keeps stacking those wins. They could start getting into it for some bigger prospects they haven't been in it really for up until this point.
And again, we want to extend our sincere congratulations to Blake Nicholson and his family. Awesome, awesome moment for Blake. We're excited to have him in the Garnet and Gold. So big load off there. Now Blake can just kind of focus on his senior season and move forward with that. And we'll chat again soon. But in the meantime, we've got some nice nuggets for y'all that are coming in the recruiting thread. We'll let you know about some visitors that are expected to be at Florida State for the Boston College game. Of course, we'll be all kinds of coverage on Hakeem Williams and his coming decision. But again, it's a good time to be a Knoll, boys. We're excited. We got good news right and left here. And so hopefully they can keep the momentum up this week.
Well, for David Stout, for Josh Fick, for Tomahawk Nation, check us out there in the recruiting thread. Give us a high rating on Apple Podcasts. Tell your friends all about how wonderful it is to hear Josh Pick's soothing voice. And until next time, let's keep climbing.